Blog Talk Radio.
Ascension Magic Radio. My name is Ron Ike. I am your host, and today is Saturday, April 16th, 2016, and our topic for today is sacred geometry, and particularly healing with sacred geometry, and also working with symbols and the angels. I kind of got this idea today. I sat in meditation, and the angel said, talk about sacred geometry. So here I am talking about sacred geometry. I've had a very busy week. Some of you guys know I'm a math teacher, and I live in the San Francisco area, and this week the National Conference of Math Teachers was in town, so I've been going all over conferences and, you know, listening to people talk about mathematics and how to teach it properly, and interestingly enough, there was not a single session about sacred geometry, and it got me thinking, you know, it would be great if we could start offering courses to our students, if we could start teaching this stuff, because this material has been taught for thousands of years, and, you know, and not just actually taught through actual teachings, but through stories or through symbols and information that's embedded in different ways, and we're going to talk about that today. And it's interesting, too, because let me also share a story with you. I went to a place while I was in San Francisco to get some tea, because I drink a lot of tea. And one of the servers was wearing a Flower of Life, like a necklace. And if you know about sacred geometry, you'll know the Flower of Life is one of the fundamental patterns of sacred geometry. And I said, wow, I really like your pendant. I really like the sacred geometry of it. And he was like, oh, thank you so much. He's like, well, what are you here for? I said, I'm a math teacher. He's like, oh, I really wish that they would have taught me this in school, because I would have really been interested in geometry and been really interested in how the universe works. And it was just a validation for me. And, you know, you might be noticing, too, I've noticed this, that sacred geometry is literally embedded in so many places in our consciousness now. It's coming to the surface. I find it, you know, sometimes I'll go to, like, there's a home store by my house where you can buy, like, decor for your house, and I was surprised to see that some of the, like, bookends and statues were shaped like solids. There was one that was shaped like a dodecahedron. There's one that's shaped like an icosahedron, and you know, it just surprised me. I was like, wow, this is really starting to come into our consciousness. And you might also have seen it if you are into music. The band Coldplay, and they performed at the halftime show for the Super Bowl, they have the Flower of Life pattern ingrained all over their album art, and they even were displaying it on the TV during the halftime show. And it was really cool. It was just exciting that all this not new information, but this old information is becoming back up to the surface. So that's really, really exciting in a lot of ways. Because in ancient times, you know, they thought that the information was too harmful to be released to the general public. People don't understand it. And so they kind of kept it secret, and some of it's encoded in some of the symbols and numbers that we see. But on a deeper level, you know, we want to think of sacred geometry as being like the building block of the entire universe. You know, whatever you believe in, whether it's God or a creator, or even if you don't believe in anything, the source of all things, if we came from something, put out this intention into the universe to create the universe as it exists. And that through that intention, there are certain proportions and certain mathematical patterns and resonances that exist throughout that creation. So it's almost like, it's kind of like if you've ever, like, poured sand into like a pile, you know, okay, you're like, my intention is I'm going to just pour this sand into a pile. And then it just kind of goes its own way and does its own thing. It's like a chain reaction. It's kind of the same concept. You know, the universe was created, and then what sort of happened from that creation was these mathematical progressions and mathematical patterns that we find everywhere. And science and spirituality and all these other subjects are linked together through this fundamental idea of sacred geometry. So the first question you might be asking yourself is, well, why? What makes geometry sacred? Because that's a powerful word, isn't it? When we say sacred, we're not just saying geometry by itself. We're saying sacred geometry. Well, a lot of it comes from the Greek era. You know, the famous mathematician Pythagoras. He had a whole society of followers called the Pythagoreans, and they actually worshipped numbers. And the numbers were so sacred to them, and he's actually the father of numerology. So if you study numerology, you kind of know about Pythagoras. Well, everybody knows about Pythagoras from the Pythagorean theorem, you know, a squared plus b squared equals c squared, which is interesting because he's not even actually the one who created the Pythagorean theorem. He's just credited for it. But regardless of that fact, he's actually a very famous mathematician, a philosopher, and he had this whole... It's almost like a cult, sort of people that followed him, and they worshipped numbers. And the geometry was so sacred for the Greeks because it was the most abstract form of reasoning. And geometry was a way to describe the universe in a way that you can prove without absolute doubt that, yes, this is how things are. Concrete evidence, concrete proof in an abstract way. And a lot of the structures that the Greeks created were created with proportions, and that's also true for many other cultures as well. But when we think of geometry as being sacred, we just think of it as being like so fundamental to the structure and the governance of the entire universe, and there's particular number patterns that are important, such as the golden ratio, which is also called phi. That's 1.618. That's important as well. You know, we have pi. We have a lot of other proportions as well. The Fibonacci sequence is one of those you see in nature quite a bit. But what's even more interesting to me is that if you go back, even before the Greeks, you go back to like Egyptian times or even way before that, there is evidence of this sacred geometry in all cultures. The pattern that I talked about called the Flower of Life pattern, It's been found laser etched into the walls of certain pyramids in Egypt and in other countries as well. You know, in China, there's a famous statue of like a lion that's got his paw over this sphere that has the flower of life around it. You know, so it's this fascinating pattern that's everywhere. And when you think too that, you know, it's literally laser etched into the side of a pyramid, and it's like, you know, it's that age-old question of, well, how are they able to do that? You know, how are they able to make the pyramids? How are they able to do this technology? You know, so there's so many different ways we can go with that, but what I want you to think about is that these principles of proportion and geometry have been through our consciousness and through our thinking perhaps since the beginning of time. Whether or not we're conscious of that is a different story, you know, but it's there. And it's important that we talk about that. And when you look at some of these symbols as well, they can awaken something inside of you. They can awaken something that will help you to remember your true identity, your higher self, and to connect with the divine. And on that note, I have a deck of cards that I'm going to work with today called the Sacred Geometry Oracle Deck by Francine Hart. And I love Francine Hart because she is an artist who, through her work, through her artwork, and through her existence on this lifetime, discovered the proportions of sacred geometry and created this deck of cards that helps you to see the sacred geometry in nature. It helps you to connect with it. And they're really beautiful cards. A lot of them have her artwork on them. And they just get you in touch with some of these symbols that can help to heal you. Now, before the show, I drew a card for us, and my question was, what symbol would we like to, do we need to be aware of, or what card do we like to know about today? And I've drawn this one before, but the card and the symbol is called the Antakarana. I'm going to spell it for you. Antakarana. And when you look at it, you might think it's like a swastika because it's sort of related to that. But that's not really what this is. It's an ancient symbol. It's been used in Tibet and China for thousands of years. And what it does is that it actually, by looking at this symbol, it connects your brain to your higher self. And it's been said that this symbol has its own consciousness. And just by being in the presence of this symbol will help to open your chakras, open your aura, and help you to connect with your higher self. So it's really interesting. And if you meditate upon the shape, you can have it on your computer screen or you can print it out, and you just relax and let your intuition and your insights flow and allow yourself to really just connect to your higher self and the healing within you that's already there. Because in truth, you are already healed. In truth, you are perfect. In truth, you are love. But we spend so much time focusing on the opposite of that, perhaps some of us, that is what we experience. So what this symbol does, it connects you with your truth, which is love, which is unity, which is peace. And I recommend that you either find this symbol on your computer and download it, or print it out and have it around, especially if you're trying to connect with the wisdom and energy of your higher self. The symbol's also been used in Reiki. Now, you know, Reiki, if you don't know what Reiki is, Reiki, R-E-I-K-I, is a hands-on energy healing system developed through Dr. Yusui, who sort of channeled this through his higher self, I guess. And the Reiki healing is done through symbols as well. So, you know, there's actually, a practitioner will place their hands either on or above a client and just sort of imagine in their mind that they're drawing this symbol over the client, and all the energy goes into that client through the symbol. So it's interesting, the use of symbolism, and you know, that we find throughout our society. And also, you know, if you're interested in oracle cards and tarot cards are full of symbolism. And especially in the early part of the 20th century, that was done on purpose to keep the information sort of secret from people who didn't understand it. And that's changing now. You know, now we have people like Doreen Virtue, who has really kind of led the way in letting the oracle cards be more understandable and just be a tool to help us connect with our higher self, because that's really what it's all about. There's multiple tools out there, multiple ways, and there's patterns that happen again throughout these symbols. You know, and think about this. How many patterns do you find in your own life? You know, are you attracting the same relationship? Are you attracting the same job? Are you stuck because you keep going through the same patterns? You know, why is that? You know, like we are conscious, we are creators, but we don't always remember that power. And when you look at the symbols like sacred geometry, you see patterns. And when you identify these patterns, it might help you to see it in another perspective, see it in another way. Instead of looking at one part of the pattern, you might say, oh, there's this whole other direction that I could go, you know? And especially when you embed these patterns with other patterns and kind of create like multiple designs out of that as well. So it's just something interesting. So I just want to go back to this concept of sacred geometry. And, you know, we talked about the Greeks and how geometry was so important to them. But in the Middle Ages, what was taught was this curriculum called the Trivium. And the Trivium was just basically grammar, rhetoric, and logic. But the more advanced course was called the Quadrivium, which means four subjects. And that focused on this importance of geometry. And it was the geometry through arithmetic, astronomy, and music, harmony, and how all these things are connected through basic geometrical proportions. And I want to share this with you because it's a true story. I was in this bookstore in San Francisco, and I've never seen this bookstore before. And I just kind of walked around, and I came across this book called, you ready? The Quadrivium, The Four Classical Liberal Arts of Number, Geometry, Music, and Cosmology. I'm just fascinated with this stuff, and I just think this is the most amazing book. There's so many ways to look at the geometry in the everyday world that we don't really realize. And I don't think it's a coincidence I came across this book. I also don't think it's a coincidence that I've been hearing people talk about the need to teach this again, to remember this, because it's sacred. It is sacred. And the more you, it's kind of like going down the rabbit hole, you know, like the more you go down it, the more you start opening up and reading about it, like all this other information comes at you. It's the law of attraction. What you focus on becomes attracted to you. And it's just, that's so interesting to me. And I hope that we can start having courses, and maybe, who knows, maybe one day I'll be teaching a course about it, or an online, maybe I'll create an online course where I'll teach people about it, or create an oracle deck. That would be fun, where people can, my own oracle deck, you know, where people can use it and get some insight in that. But going back to what I was saying, you know, in the Quadrivium, it connected all these parts of geometry, and music was connected with math, art connected with math, astronomy, and it was just something that was the standard, that was the norm. That's what they did for the people who were educated. And now in our current reality that we're in this timeline, it's coming back up to the surface. So, you know, you can see sacred geometry everywhere you look. The most basic place to look at is in your human body. When you look at the proportions of your body, you know, if you split a line right down the middle of your body, you have this perfect symmetry. You have, you know, one arm on one side, one on the other, leg on one side, leg on the other. And, you know, the famous Leonardo da Vinci picture with the, you know, Vitruvius Man, where he's standing out and the circle's drawn around and it's this perfect divine proportions. Well, that's obvious, right? But you can go down to the smaller molecular level, cellular level, and get down into the your actual innards of your body, and you can get down to the cell, that, you know, which is the fundamental building blocks of your bodies, right? You look at how the cells are arranged and how the cells function, and then you get down even deeper and you start looking at the molecular structure of the elements within your body, the atoms, and how they arrange themselves. They arrange themselves in geometrical patterns, especially the carbon molecule does that, and many other organic molecules or materials that are in our body arrange themselves in precise geometric patterns. And sometimes these are called platonic solids, but one of the ones that you'll see very often is the tetrahedron. And the tetrahedron is just a four-sided pyramid. It has four equal faces. You know, all the angles are equal, and it's a pyramid is what it is, but it's a triangular pyramid. It's not a square-based pyramid. It's a triangular pyramid. It's called a tetrahedron, and you see it very often. And the question, I guess, becomes, how do the atoms know how to arrange themselves like that? And number two, why that particular pattern? It's just fascinating to think about, you know, and it brings up the questions and ideas, again, of the fundamental building block of the universe. You see it not only in your human body, but you also see it in rocks, in crystals. Like if you like crystals and you look at the structure of how the molecules that make it up are combined together, there's a very particular pattern to it, a lattice, a structure that's fundamental. And you could find it in all over the place. I'm just giving you some obvious places to see it, to see the sacred geometry. Another way you can see the sacred geometry is by looking at the structure of the galaxies in the universe. When you look at the proportions and you look at the spiraling of the galaxy, you know, there's math and science out there now to show that the way that our galaxy, our spiral galaxy, kind of comes out from the center is a phi ratio, which is the golden ratio, 1.618. It's like the Nautilus shell. And there's just so many places you see these same fundamental patterns. Like, how can you discount them, right? And it's also in your DNA. It's in your very DNA. It's in the very building block of your body. And to ignore it is to ignore something that's very fundamental to your own spirituality. And it's important that we bring that back in to our consciousness. And I've said that several times, but I just wanted to reiterate that because it's just something that's so fascinating to me. Now, I'm curious to see what your thoughts are about sacred geometry and what symbols you seem to find yourself with. So when I get to the calls, I'd love to hear your thoughts and ideas on it and what, you know, what interests you. Because I want to get to the phone calls here in just a minute because we have a lot of people that are calling in. Before I do that, just really quickly, I do want to just get a message for all of us for this coming week from the Archangel Michael, who Archangel Michael is the angel of protection, the angel of strength, the angel who will help us to move forward with our life purpose. So I just want to draw a card from that, and then I'm going to take your calls and try to answer some questions for you. So I'm going to ask Archangel Michael and the angels what they would like us to know for this coming week, and what can we expect here. Okay, so let's see what comes up as I shuffle. And okay, interesting. So the card that comes up, and it's obvious, again, it says prayer will help this situation. I feel like there's somebody who's listening or who will be listening that has really been asking for some type of miracle or miraculous solution. And this is a reminder that your prayers are being heard. Your the angels and the universe works behind the scenes in ways you cannot possibly imagine, that you cannot possibly understand. So don't try to understand. Just know that your prayers have been heard. And if you are struggling with the situation, this is a message that, you know, prayer can help. And a prayer doesn't have to be, you know, get a rosary and say, like, you know, 50 Hail Marys. That's, you know, that's not what that is. A prayer is just your intention and request from your heart center to the angels, to the universe. That's what a prayer is. And it's knowing and being grateful in advance that your request has been granted. It's not a constant worrying and checking in, you know, is it going to happen? It's a complete and utter understanding and trusting and a faith that your request will be heard. So hopefully this is helpful to you. And I feel like there's people who are listening who are wondering about, you know, the status of the Earth in terms of planetary changes, not just with the climate, but with, you know, like world peace and the presidential election. There's so many things. Yes, your prayers and your intentions do make a difference. And we have what's called collective consciousness. And the more of us that collectively focus our intention on a particular outcome, the more that will manifest for us. That's true in all areas of our life, whether it's from the smallest thing to the largest thing. You know, you heard it in the Bible, when two or more are gathered in my name, miraculous things can happen. So it's that concept as well. So thank you all for joining me today. I'm going to just take a quick 15-second break here, and I'm going to get to the phone lines. And I will distinguish your call by saying your area code, and all I ask is that you tell me your name and any insights or questions you might have about today's show. So give me just about 15 seconds here. Okay, welcome back, everyone. So we're about to take some calls here, and I see the phone lines are all lit up. So thank you all for being a part of my show. And, you know, I do this every week on Saturdays, and I love talking with you and sharing with you and healing. So let's get right to the phone lines. On my first caller, you're calling from area code 863. I'm going to get you on the line. 1 second. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Hi, doing good. Yeah, I hear you just fine. Do you hear me?
I do, yes. Thanks for calling.
Yay. This is Julia.
Can I get your name,
Thank
sweetie?
Thank you for taking my call. Julia.
What's your name again? Olivia?
Julia. Julia.
Oh, Julia. I'm sorry. Okay. I don't know what I'm hearing things. Or Olivia. I'm going, yeah, I'm sorry. Well, thank you, Julia, for joining in. I'm curious, your thoughts about sacred geometry and your experience on that. I'd love to hear about that.
It's really amazing. I mean, the topic of sacred geometry and all the different things, because it's like you can, see the connection, how it's sacred geometry, it's the pi, it's the Fibonacci sequence, and then it translates over to music and harmonious resonance and disharmonious resonance, and like with the water crystals, Masaru Emoto, how he could write the word love in water and then freeze the crystals and it would be this beautiful crystal pattern, but if it was something like hate and fear, so it's just amazing how, you know, you can look at how the interconnection of sort of things, you know, you think that are separate, but really they're not.
That's a really good point. That's a really good point.
There's so much more than we even really consider, that all the connectivity in the world. And it's amazing. You can look at nature, you know, look inside a flower and see the shapes inside of a flower and how many petals. And it just, there's so many connections to be made that it's pretty amazing.
I completely agree with you, Julia. I think that. Thank you so much for sharing. And if my listeners don't know what she's talking about, there was a study by Dr. Masaru Emoto, and he wrote a book called "The Hidden Messages in Water." And just what he did was he put labels on bottles of water and left them out overnight. And he said different things. Like one said love, one said peace, one said, you know, I hate you, and all these different things. And then he froze it and put it under a microscope and looked at the structure of the molecules. And the ones that said, like, love and peace were these beautiful snowflake patterns. And the ones that were more negative had sort of distorted patterns with holes. And it's just a scientific evidence that our thoughts create our reality, but also looking at the geometry of things that we don't see. So I thank you for bringing that up. Julia, I got the... my Oracle cards out and everything. I'd love to pull some cards for you, if that's okay.
Wonderful. That'd be great. Thank you.
Sure. Would you like to ask a question or you want just a general?
General is great.
Okay.
While you're pulling the cards, I just wanted to say they did a similar study with frequencies. They took like a tray with sand and they put different frequencies, like they set it on top of a ginormous speaker. And they put harmonious frequencies, and those frequencies would do like the water did for the love and that, and they made really beautiful patterns. But the disharmonious frequencies made just chaotic patterns. So I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
How it all
that
sort
is
of,
true. And you know what it makes me think of? You know what it makes me think of when you say that? I sort of got this image of each person having their own unique frequency. And if we're all in dissonance and we're all like all over the place, imagine how chaotic our planet is. But when we're all together focused on the same thing on the kind of planet that we want and the love and that we want in this world and all those things, if we're all putting our energy together into that, imagine how harmonious that would be. That's really what that made me think of. That's awesome.
Like
thank you for
world,
sharing that.
I'm
going to actually work with this deck of cards, hun, called the Archangel Power Tarot. That's okay. And I like these cards because they are really good with giving us empowering messages to help us to just to be motivated and to take steps and to take action. So I feel like I want to work with that. And I'll also grab a symbol for you from the geometry cards to see what symbol you can work with. So let me do that really quick. I'm just going to connect, and I'm just shuffling to what do you need to know right now? Okay, let's see. Julia. What does Julia need to know right now? Okay. So I'm actually, as I'm shuffling, I got to say, I do see you do work with the angels. You work with Archangel Michael a lot. Are you doing, like, energy healing work, or are you wanting to do energy healing work?
Actually, I just had done some healing on myself, actually, just this week, so it's funny you would say
okay.
that.
Okay, they were showing me energy healing. Like, you are you doing energy healing, like, wanting to do it, maybe? And are wanting, because, you know, like, when we receive a gift, it's oftentimes we want to give that back. So maybe you're thinking about going back into doing that. And it's interesting when because I drew a card and it says when you give, you also receive. So it's the card is the Four of Ariel. Four is about stability and about bringing stability into your life. So it's just asking you to have some more stability in yourself, reminding you, too, that everything happens for a reason. And to search for the hidden blessings in everything, you know, embrace the opportunities for change, let go of regret, and know that you're always being guided, which I think that I think you do. I feel like you're given a message that you know what to do. You've been getting guidance about where to go, but it feels like it's more like in terms of your life purpose, where you're trying to go, your career, than relationships is kind of what I'm getting. It feels like more... more finance, more career, and more like living out your true heart's purpose is where you're kind of at right now, and like wanting to really open up that heart chakra like a flower and bloom and do all the wonderful things, because you've done a lot already. You are a lot of light in the world, but it's like I feel like you're really searching for like just that one amazing opportunity that's going to really make you feel like, yes, this is why I'm here. That's kind of what I feel. Right now?
Yes, that's it exactly.
Okay. I'm going to draw a card from the Ascended Masters. You want me to go to Ascended Masters and see what Ascended Master can work with you right now? So I'm going to shuffle. Oh, I'm feeling them really strongly. Okay, so what Ascended Master is going to work with you at this moment? Okay, interesting. So there, the Ascended Master that I pulled from this deck of cards, it's actually more like a Greek god, but it's Pan, P-A-N, and the message is about fertility, which is really interesting because that's just, again, about finances and good things happening for you. So the card is saying that this is a very fertile time for you, a great time to start something new, all the doors are open, and just to have patience with yourself, with the process as you move forward, and everything that you're doing is going to work out. So let go of any kind of worries that you have. Are you familiar with Pan?
A little. I just
he's kind of like
the
goat.
The flute.
Yeah, the one with the flute.
Half man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the Greeks, worship him as the deity of nature, of music and fertility. So it's all about like being fertile and having like your your dreams come to reality, basically. And it's also music, too. There's, like, you know, the music and having the music flow through you. So that's about the music of your soul and letting your soul come through. It's interesting because the angels are showing me the harmonious patterns you were talking about when you were talking about the
mm-hmm.
vibrating music.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about doing something with that? Or, like, I don't know, like, why they're showing me this, but they're showing me that harmonious music. Do you play a musical instrument, or are you very musically inclined?
I love to listen to music, but that's pretty much the extent of it.
Okay. Maybe I think maybe they're wanting you to just examine the frequencies of the music a little bit more and find some of the music that really resonates with your soul, that really helps to uplift you and helps to move you forward. Because it's like I see Archangel Michael with you, and he's really trying to, he's actually kind of clearing some blocks with you right now. And he's really like telling yourself to give yourself permission to move forward. Give yourself permission to move forward. And they're also showing me something about water, which is, either being near water or drinking more water and using water as a healing tool, whether that be, you know, taking a salt bath, or when you drink water, you know, bless the water and put your intention into the water. and you can drink it, or you can use that water to clear your space, to clear your house and your room, you know, or anything that you need clearing on. You can bless the water to do that, and I feel like that would help you out a lot. Now, I'm going to draw a symbol for you from the sacred geometry, because we're all doing sacred geometry here. I'm going to think, what do you need to know that would help you right now? So give me just a moment. Okay. Interesting. So the card that I drew, it says invoking the infinite, and it has like the infinity symbol. You know what that symbol is? Like the sideways
gosh,
eight?
I use that. Oh, yeah. I use that all the time when I pray and when I do healing. I move my hand
awesome.
In that symbol. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
That's awesome.
Okay.
What's amazing is because, yeah, if you could see the picture of the card, it's got like a woman. She's got her hands out, and there's like this energy coming out of her hands and coming out the top of her head as if to say she's connected to all that is, the infinite, no beginning, no end. And there's a lot of symbolism in the card because the infinity symbol is also like if you look at the double helix of our DNA, it sort of looks like an infinity symbol and no beginning, no end. And, you know, that symbol is really a powerful symbol for you. But I'm kind of getting the sense of you trying to be more in the center of it where there's balance. Because, you know, we can go over to the right or we can go over to the left and we can go back and forth between the two sides. But being in the center is where you really find balance and you allow your intention to come out. And that's kind of what I see. And I also see coming out of your heart. Like when you pray and you put out your intention, it's really coming out of your heart. And it's very powerful. And keep doing that and keep sending your healing prayers to the world that you're doing. I feel like you're doing that and you're praying for like the children and you're doing that a lot. They're just acknowledging that. And so the infinity symbol, I'm glad that's a powerful acknowledgement of that for you. That's your symbol for today. And let's see, what else? Anything else I want to do? Let's see. I think that's it for right now. I think that, you know, the angels are with you. I mean, you're already aware of that. Just keep on giving yourself permission. And they're telling me to tell you to don't be afraid to ask for assistance when you need it. You don't have to do it alone, no matter what. Any request, no matter how small, you know, especially if you come from your heart, they are assisting you. So you don't have to feel like you're taking them away from anything important. That you're just as important as everybody else is. That's kind of what they're telling me.
I just wanted to hit one quick thing and I'll hang up.
Sure.
On the water, I want to move closer to the water, so that could be why water came up too.
Okay, perfect. That makes a lot of sense.
So, yeah. Well, thank you so much. That was amazing, all the, you know, validation. So thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're so welcome, and thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Well, thanks. I hope you do as well. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. No problem. All right. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to go down to, let's see, where do I go, angels? They're saying 917. I'm going to get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, how are you? I can hear you. I'm sorry, I'm in the street.
It's okay.
I've spoken to you before. My name is Ashiel. Actually, funny though, I was actually just listening. So if you pick up my call, then there must be a reason.
I picked up your call for a reason?
Yeah, I feel my intention was just to listen to you. But since you pick up my call.
I love that. Yeah, they said, I heard in my head, they said 917. I went right to your call. I was like, okay. So, we've been talking about sacred geometry today and, you know, looking at symbols. And I was just curious, like, is there a particular symbol you like to work with? Or what is your experience with sacred geometry?
To be honest with you, I don't have that much experience with it. But I guess that's something that I need to look into. I was listening today, but must be a reason. I mean, I didn't listen from the beginning of the show, but I'll probably listen to the archives again. But there must be a reason why I was listening. So I'm curious to see what's gonna come out of it.
Sure. So they're telling me to work with Archangel Raphael with you. I feel like there's like some healing things that you've been asking about, or you've been wanting about some healing. Like I'm really feeling Archangel Raphael. In particular. So let me do that. Let me draw some cards from Archangel Raphael, and I'm also going to work with the Ascended Masters with you, and I'm going to get you a sacred geometry symbol. That's what I've been doing with everyone. So I'm going to give me just a moment. So what they're showing me actually is, has there been a conflict within your own belief system? Like, I feel like a conflict between what you're trying to do for your spirit, but yet what those around you are saying, like whether that's your upbringing or whether that's your family or friends. I don't know. They're showing me, like, that's one kind of what I'm seeing.
Conflict family. I don't really talk to my family anymore. Maybe that's where the conflict is from. And I'm trying spirituality. Yes, I'm trying to figure out my my calling, so to speak, so I can have a career, you know, that I'm supposed to do, something that I'm supposed to do, as opposed to just something for the money. You know what I mean? So that's
yes.
Where the conflicts come. Family, I don't talk to my family anymore because we have different beliefs. Absolutely. So I just felt like it was something that I had to leave behind and move forward, you know?
Kind of what I... Okay, let me just tell you what I'm feeling. This is what I mean. The culture that you're a part of, like the way you were brought up, it's sort of influencing you in a way. That's what I'm kind of saying. Like your soul and your heart and your higher self is wanting to go one direction, but there's things in your DNA, whether that's through your ancestry or through your upbringing or through other things that are there, that are like maybe you're not aware of. That's kind of what I mean. That's what I was seeing.
Yeah, I got you. Definitely, I'm not aware of it. Clearly,
yeah.
You know, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. But I mean, that's why I sometimes have that mental struggle of trying to figure out, you know, and sometimes I get anxiety for no reason. So it probably that makes a lot of sense, you know.
Mhm. Yes.
And I've been calling to Archangel Michael to heal.
Okay.
Yeah,
because I feel like there's a lot of fear with you right now. Like, what are you afraid of? Is always telling. What are you afraid of? Like, I feel like there's all this fear. Like, you're really worried about something.
Success, you know, because I feel like I want to be successful. I feel like I can do so much more for myself. And it's taking a long time, and I'm learning to be patient, you know. So I'm trying to heal that, get rid of that fear and anxiety, all that stuff, and just trust. Trust the universe and have faith.
Are you thinking about moving? Like, they're showing me you moving. Like, you want to move away from where you're at? Like, go into a different place? Not yet?
Probably later on, but nah.
Okay.
I would love to have, like, a bigger place, but once things get into places, you know, once I'm more financially stable, you understand what I'm saying? And to be honest with you, I want to move that a new life, so to speak. Maybe that's what you're picking up. I just want to start over a different direction in my life.
Got it.
You know, new friends, new career.
So let me get to the cards I share here. I'm gonna work with Archangel Raphael and see what does Archangel Raphael want you to know to help you.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna also work with those power tarot cards again because those are very empowering and that'll help to give us a message. So okay, one second. Okay. Give me just a moment because I'm shuffling. I got to pick the right card. Okay, this is the right card for you. So the card from Raphael, it's saying to basically give the angels your worries and, you know that they're there, which I know you already know, but it's a validation reminder saying give us your cares, saying there's a prayer that says, Dear God and Archangel Raphael, I am willing to release my fears to you now. Please allow me to completely let go so that you can guide me in this situation. I feel like that's what you needed to hear right now. Because you work with Michael, but you also probably want to work with Raphael for healing, to heal any kind of issues that are within you. And I also feel like Archangel Metatron wants to be there to help you balance your chakras out because there's some issues there. I'm going to ask them to be with you to help balance you and to clear your chakras now. And to, I'm also asking Archangel Michael to cut cords of anything that's distracting you. That's not in your highest good, and he's kind of clearing that away from you. Psychic attack, psychic debris, you're going to feel like a little change in air pressure. Okay, he's already done that. So I think you needed that. I'm going to work with the Ascended Masters here because that's what I wanted to do too. My question is, what Ascended Master needs to work with you right now or that you can call on to help you, and we'll do that. Thinking about it. Still shuffling here. Okay. So for you, the Ascended Master that I drew from this deck is Paramahansa Yogananda. Do you know who that is?
No.
Okay. So let me tell you a little bit about who that is. Yogananda is the author of Autobiography of a Yogi, and he popularized yoga in our culture. The books and teachings are emphasizing the oneness of all creation and focusing on a deep love and connection with God. So if you call upon Yogananda to be with you, it will help you to get guidance on your spiritual path, to start meditating, and to maybe do some yoga, because the message is about peace and about getting to the center and remembering the center within yourself, because sometimes I feel like you can lose that, you know,
yeah.
And asking Yogananda to be with you will help you to find center, to find your place of peace so that you can really just be clear about where you want to go. Okay? So
okay.
Paramahansa Yogananda is, or you can just remember Yogananda, and you can, you know, you can Google, or you can just
yeah.
think of the name, and you can just ask the spirit of Yogananda to be with you to help you gain clarity and to help you gain peace, and that'll help you, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to go to the power cards, because, again, those are about empowerment, and I'm going to think, what would be Ashir's next steps? How can he move forward? And I'm going to see what comes up here, and I'm connecting with you, too. Again, I'm just shuffling. Okay. Okay. So the card that I drew, it's the Ace of Raphael, and it's a really pretty card because it's got these dolphins on there, but it's about a positive new experience and deep, fulfilling romantic relationships and deep and lasting insight. So it's like you just wanting to have that connection with somebody on a deep spiritual level, that romantic soulmate relationship. It's about going in that direction, and it's reminding you that. And if you could see the picture, it shows the angel on a rock, but behind the rock is all this water, and water is about emotion. And it's also about abundance. So it's like the ocean is amazing, it's vast, it's huge, just like your soul. Your soul is connected to everything. And there's infinite possibilities, infinite relationships, infinite abundance. But perhaps maybe you haven't been thinking of it that way. Maybe you've been limiting it. You know, so this is suggesting that you just surrender like the ocean and know that there's infinite supply for you, infinite possibilities, infinite ways for things. I'm really drawn to the two dolphins. The dolphins are kind of jumping out of the water, and it's like they're playing and they're just like having fun with life a little bit, and that's the message for you too. But it's overall, I'm kind of getting, you know, like just surrender a little bit and know that your prayers for a deep, fulfilling relationship have been heard. Maybe what you need to do probably is ask for a sign from the universe, from the angels,
okay.
And ask for a sign of something that's clear that you will clearly recognize. Let's do that right now. Let's say, okay, Archangel
okay.
Michael and Archangel Raphael, let's be with Ashir and please give him a clear sign in the physical world that he will easily recognize and know that it's from you, that to help him to know which direction to go in. Okay, so be looking for that sign. Be looking for that. And, now I also drew another card. It's interesting. This card came up already today. It was the Four of Ariel, which is about getting in the flow of giving and receiving. Being in that flow, okay, and perhaps you've been resistant to change, okay? So it's just saying don't be resistant. Go with the flow like the ocean flows in and out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Be in that space where you can just flow and let everything flow from you and come from your heart space. I want me to draw one more card here. Next card, it's the Two of Gabriel, which it's about making important choices, but it's also about, again, relationships, important relationships. It's being in a, so it's like you're wanting to be with a person that's really going to be your soulmate, your partner.
Yeah.
It's what I feel like it's saying, and walking with that person, being with that person. And sometimes you feel like you're alone, but you're not alone. There is an angels working with you, guiding you behind the scenes. There's been some clearing work that's been done on you. Like you've been clearing. But again, like the last caller, you have to ask. Don't be afraid to ask for assistance. Ask for help when you feel like you're stuck. Ask for help when, you know, when you don't know which direction to go. Keep asking. They want you to ask. But they're respecting your free will because you haven't always been asking. You know, and they're wanting you to ask. So just keep that in mind. But it's saying make bold choices. Move forward and particularly be in relationships with people who share your vision. So part of finding the soulmate relationship that you're looking for is just being around people that uplift you, being around people who share the same common interests, spirituality, and other views in the world, and know that they are there. And it's okay for you to receive that. It's okay for you to be a part of that. You know, I feel like there's still some issues with you struggling with your identity in a little bit, not just spiritually, but who you are as a person, who you identify with. Does that make sense?
I used to. I thought I'd work on that. Maybe there's still a little bit of work that I need to do. Because, you know, if that's coming up, then obviously there's still something that I need to work on.
Yeah, I feel like that. They're telling me that there's some, there's like, well, I feel like you've had relationships in the past that haven't always worked out really well, and they've sort of kind of scarred you, and it's kind of left a bad taste in your mouth, and you wonder if that's going to happen again. What they're asking you to do is to learn the lesson, forgive everyone involved in this, in any situation. The first person that comes to your mind, forgive this person or people, and to just let it go and know that everything has been a lesson for you, and everything, it's part of the plan for you to move forward with your life purpose, with who you really are, is what I feel. So that it's important. Do some forgiveness work. And they're also telling me about forgiving father figure, whoever that is in your life, for things of the past. So keep working on that. But they're telling me little by little, little steps each day, you know, keep taking action, like keep carving away at it and tell yourself that you deserve it. Do something good for yourself, because I feel like you don't always do good things for yourself. Like, you know, you have to open up and expect the best for yourself and let it come into your life and know that you deserve that.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this all resonating with you so far?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially the relationship part. It's really kidding, really, because I've been, I'm kind of ready to work on that, you know, for that.
You are.
That kind of makes sense. That,
you are,
and
that's good.
It's not about his soulmate. I'm not interested in, but, you know, just casual things.
Exactly.
I don't want to bother that anymore.
I understand. Yeah. Good. Well, keep thinking about what you want, and just know that as long as you focus on what you desire, that must come into your life. Don't put any energy into what you don't want. You know, the kinds of people you don't want to be around, the kinds of relationships you don't want. Don't put energy into that. And don't keep thinking about what went wrong in the past, about how relationships didn't work and how you didn't at work. Don't think about that, because then you're putting energy into bad things. You're putting energy into the things you don't want. Put energy into what you do want and just let go of all the things that haven't been working. Okay? So I want to give you a symbol from sacred geometry, because we're doing sacred geometry. And my question is, what symbol will help you right now? Okay, I'm going to just shuffle and see. Okay, so for you, this is interesting. The card is the number 42 card, which is about the nucleus. And there is symbols of, like, atoms in there. There's a lot of symbols in here about getting to the core, getting to the center of an issue. So, you know, just like we think of an atom, you know, that has the nucleus, where it has, you know, the protons and the neutrons, that's the center of the atom. You're being guided to get down to the center or the core of an issue in your life right now, and to not ignore a particular situation. So there's something about getting down to the center, getting to your center, and being calm despite all the chaos that's happening around you. Because I feel like you do have a lot of leadership ability, but in order to move forward with that, you can't get so caught up in politics or things that are happening around you. Get to the core of your center and find that space in the center where you're able to really see the big picture and really think objectively about different situations. That's how you're going to be a powerful leader, because you're seeing it from the core.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
No problem. And I'm sending you lots of extra healing energy and angels to help you right now in your journey. And I'm asking the romance angels to be with you to help you with your romantic life. And I'm just sending you lots of extra healing energy. So keep on moving forward. And I want to thank you so much for calling in and being a fan of the show.
And thank you for taking my call. Clearly, it was meant to be, and I appreciate it.
Oh, well, I'm really grateful for that. Thank you so much, Asher.
Bye-bye.
Okay, have a great day. Okay, I'm going to go to the next call. You're calling from 951. I'm going to get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Good.
Hello?
It's Nathaniel. Good. Hello.
Hi. Oh, Nathaniel, we meet again, alas.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm not doing so good. I had a cat, and it had kittens about 3 weeks ago. And, you know, I was trying to be a responsible pet owner, and, you know, I called the pound, and she's in the animal shelter now.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of hard.
Okay. So she's in the animal shelter because she had kittens?
Well, she had kittens, and she needed to get fixed.
Oh,
I
see.
I guess so I didn't know. And the lady next door has about 35 cats, and, you know,
she goes out
at night, and she's a really unresponsible pet owner, and a lot of her, you know, cats, I don't know if they've been spayed or neutered, obviously not, because, you know, she's been pregnant, you know, a couple times, and, you know, the other people in front, you know, it was their cat, and she was starving and dying of thirst in the summer when it was so hot out here, and I would give her water every day, and I went to, you know, buy cat food, and she was starving, and she followed me home, and about the last 6 or 9 months or so, she's come over, and I, you know, and then she had kittens about 3 weeks ago, and I figured, well, I don't know what to do with it, you know, now. And I don't know, you know, I'm not sure if I should have done it now, you know, because I didn't know it was going to hit me so hard.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'm sorry that you're going through that situation. I know that doesn't sound like an easy situation, but I feel like you know that you need to sort of let things be, and I feel like you're okay with that. It feels that's kind of what I'm guided. I'm going to get you a message about healing from Archangel Raphael, since that's what you're kind of need right now, I feel like, is like a message of healing, and a message of empowerment is kind of what I feel also. So let me see what...
Be responsible.
Sure.
Because it's, you know, people say, well, it's only way to grab the situation, and you know, and she didn't really have a litter box inside. She always went outside, and she really didn't need one. But there were so many other cats that she would mingle with that, you know,
okay,
you know, would be the time before she was pregnant again.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, so I'm still shuffling cards here, so give me just a moment. I'm going to give you some messages.
And she's going to be in the shelter there for the next 5 or 6 weeks nursing.
Mm-hmm.
So she was in a kind of a private spot.
But you're
going
to be able to take her back from the shelter, right?
No, I don't know. I don't know. So, you know, I just left it on, you know, this kind of thing. So I don't know if I'm going to be moving, you know. I'm trying to move from where I'm at. I don't really feel, you know, safe here. Kind of the other lady
okay.
broke my window actually about 9 months ago.
Hmm. Okay, well, here's the message that I'm getting. I'm drew a card for you. You're getting a message about doing more research about any situation. So if you're looking at moving, yes, looking at all the possibilities that you can look at, but also in terms of your cat situation. I don't really get, like, you know, a bad feeling about the cat situation. I think that it's just part of, you know, sometimes we have these things happen. I don't feel like there's anything there that's drawing my, the angels aren't drawing my attention to that. What they are drawing my attention to, and this seems to be the theme of the day, is about relationships. They're drawing me to this. They want me to talk about this. It's interesting, and I swear, this has never happened to me on this show, but I'm drawing the same cards, like, cards for two people in a row. The card that I drew for the last caller, about the Ace of Raphael, about a new emotional experience, uplifting romantic relationships, deep and lasting spiritual relationships. You're getting guided about relationships, about, you know, finding, and it doesn't have to be romantic. It could be just having people that you connect with, because I think that's missing from your life. And the animals have sort of been doing that for you, have been filling that void, but now they're not, you know, your cat is not there. So it's like, maybe that's part of the lesson. Part of the reason is that for you to connect with other people, for you to connect with some people that lift up your spirits, people that understand you. And I think there's a part of you that feels like, well, people don't understand me. People won't understand me. And that's a negative affirmation that's affirming that. You put that out there in the universe. You don't want to do that. You want to put your intention into people that uplift you, people that will have a deep and lasting relationship with, whether that's romantic or not. You know, it's up to you how you decide to pursue that. But I feel like this relationship issue comes from stuff from your past, particular, you know, the way you were raised, the way your parents were. Maybe it wasn't the most, like a role model of a relationship, you know what I mean? Maybe it wasn't like that for you, so you really don't have a lot to go off of, I feel. And I also feel like you may have been, I'm getting like there might be some abandonment things there, whether that's from family members or from relationship issues in the past. And also maybe some past life stuff, because in a lot of past lives, you've sort of done things on your own. You've done things on your own. And you just were okay with that. But this lifetime, you're realizing that, you know what, I can't do it alone. And, you know, I'm not alone. There's so many people that understand me. There's so many people that just aren't there, who get me. And, you know, and just think about having someone, too, that you could talk to and connect with this situation with your cat, like how that would feel, like if you could just share your pain and share your frustrations with it. So, you know, that it's all, for whatever reason, I'm just going with what's coming. They're telling me about relationships with you. And it could just be like healing relationships with people too, relationships with these women in your apartment complex, relationships in general. That's all about relationships. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. You know, it could be, you know, that I'm able to release grief that's been deep-seated from maybe my parents' death or other people's death or other serious things by grieving for the cat, because I really haven't been cry when my dad died and stuff, and for some reason, you know, I was able to cry with the cat. And I don't know if that may be releasing some pent-up grief. I heard that someone said, show me a hoarder and I'll show you someone that has pent-up grief or something.
Wow.
Like and I was thinking, well, maybe that's right. I don't have that many items, but I'm cleaning up a lot of just clutter, you know, kind of the bottom-of-the-barrel stuff. So I have some mm-hmm. cassettes, literature, and just, you know, knickknacks and things that I really want to throw away or give away or something before I move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's I'm getting a validation on that because as you were talking, I shuffled and another another card came out that says, time to release the past. You will grow from this situation. Time heals all wounds. So it's showing a woman who's grieving, and Archangel Michael's there grieving and helping this woman, saying it's okay, release, time will heal all wounds, and you will move forward with the situation. You know, I've kind of guided Nate to work with this deck of cards called Past Life, and I want to see what past life is affecting you right now, because I really feel like some of this is past life, and I want to see what card comes up, because I'm just going with what I feel is coming up here. Okay. So, interesting. So, the card that I chose from the deck, it says Galactic, and I'll tell you a little bit about what that means. What it's saying is that this may be possibly one of your first times on this planet, if not maybe this life, maybe the life before that. But you might be the earthly customs that we have, such as marriage and parenthood, maybe don't feel natural to you. So you may also find that a lot of people here are physically or psychologically violent, and you're very sensitive, so you may have shielded yourself because the energies here are so harsh. There's so much pain and suffering. But inside at the core, you have the compassion that's here to bring peace. So another term for galactic could be star people. So you might want to see if there's websites where you can connect with other, what's called star people, or sometimes it's called star seeds. You know, have you heard that term before?
Yeah.
Okay. And it might help you to remember your true origins and to really connect with people who share that same vision of who you are, of people who understand you at a deep soul level. You know, so when you're looking for, you know, relationships, whether that's friendship or romantic, look for somebody who shares that deep connection with the stars, who is able to really understand you on that deep level. That'll help you you'll have a strong kinship with these types of people. So oftentimes star people can be kind of shy or socially awkward. So, you know, you might want to go find like an online message board. They also tend to congregate around like science fiction conventions, you know, like sci-fi conventions, and they also like energy healing a lot too. So those kinds of places or events can help you to find some people that might help you and might resonate with you and to help you a little bit more.
Hey, well, thanks a lot.
Sure, sure. I hope that that's been helpful for you. And again, I know it's not easy with your cat, but, you know, what happens is, you know, you oftentimes will ask a question and you get what you need to hear. So the angels were telling me there's nothing you need to fear or worry about the cat, but the relationships thing, it's time to let go of the past and it's time to really start relating more with people so that you can come out of your shell a little bit, okay?
All right. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you, Ron.
You're very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Hey, I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. It's interesting how many relationship things have been coming up today, so I just find that really interesting. I have time to take maybe like one more call, so let's see. I'm going to go down here. I don't know if I've got this person on the line yet. 780, I'll get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Hello?
Fine, thank you. How about yourself?
Hello?
I'm fine. Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Can I get your name?
It's Jay calling from Canada.
Oh, hi, Jay. I think I've spoken with you before.
Yes, you have.
Cool.
So, you're just talking to the yellow gentleman, Nathan, regarding abandonment. So, yeah, I'm just going through a module that has to deal with that right now, so it's bringing stuff up for me also. So, I'm just wondering which... Yeah, so this is really interesting. So it's a module I'm working on. I'm halfway through it right now, so it's still bringing up stuff, but I think it's just buried somewhere where it's, how would you describe it? It's there, but it's not on fire, if you want to call it that. The ground's been burnt out already. Yeah, so I just wondered, regarding the sacred geometry, what are the angels saying, which one to use, or what are the angels saying about that?
Sure.
Work with them, too.
So when you say module, are you working through like an online course or something?
Yeah, it's kind of a yoga course that I'm working with my teacher who...
okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so it actually it's self-directed, but I'm working with the person who's in this far away. And
okay.
Yeah, it's been a really good module actually for myself.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, so Jay, I'm going to actually, I'm going to work with Sacred Geometry, but I'm also going to work with the Archangel Power Tarot cards again, because these are giving us messages about empowerment and helping us to just feel empowered with our situation. For whatever reason, they also want me to go with the past life, and so I'm going to work with these three and kind of see what messages come up. I'm seeing Archangel Raphael with you right now, like big time, which means that, you know, the healing is really taking place. He's really helping you to let go, and he's like sort of like lifting you up, like getting you to he's like lifting you up from the shoulders, like stand up, you know, you can walk through this. Like he's helping you to walk through this situation, you know, which it might feel like you're walking on hot coal sometimes, kind of, it's just what I see in my head, but it's just, that's the illusion. It's not hot. It can be as cool as you want it to be, depending upon how you want to focus on that. You know, so learn from the lesson and keep walking through that, and you'll get through that. It's going to bring up some emotions. It is bringing up emotions, but it's releasing for you. Have you ever gone through, like, a sweat lodge ceremony?
Yes.
Okay, because that's what they're showing me. They're showing me, like, you know, when you go through a sweat lodge and you sweat like crazy and it, like, releases, like, deep, deep stuff within you. That's kind of what they're showing me right now. So you might want to do that, or maybe go in a sauna or something, where you're not just releasing it from your spiritual vessel, but your physical vessel as well. So through the pores of your body, that's kind of what they're showing me. It's like a detox that's kind of happening, like not just emotional, but physical and mental as well. And that's going to help you to be more grounded and more of a more powerful of a spiritual teacher. For going through that is what I feel guided to tell you. So keep on doing that. So that's just what came through my head as I was talking to you. I'm going to get a message of empowerment here. I'm thinking about your situation here. Give me a second from these cards. Thinking about Jay. And it's interesting, too, when you say the name Jay, I don't know why, but I always think of a blue jay. Like whenever you say that, it makes me think of a blue jay. So there's like a lot of symbolism there with the Jay. I just wanted to share that. So I don't know if blue jays are important to you or however that works, but I just saw that in my head. So the message of empowerment for you, this is the Knight of Gabriel, which is about taking action. It's passion for a cause or really knowing what to do. It shows literally a knight on a horse that's galloping, but she's galloping through the desert as if to say, you know, like there's nothing else around. There's just you focusing on where you want to go and taking action, being courageous and moving forward. So there's a lot of stuff that's coming up in your heart right now, Jay. I can feel it. Like I'm super empathic, so I'm feeling this pain in your heart. Like is there something that's just came up recently now that you need to release that I can help you with? I'm feeling it.
Well, I had an acupuncture session this morning, so it may have brought up some stuff. We were working with the liver meridian, what has to do with abandonment issues, actually. So it's bringing up stuff.
Because I'm feeling your heart chakra, and it's like there's a lot of stuff that's coming up to be released. Okay, so they're telling me when you're ready, so I'm going to keep moving forward. Because the other card that I drew is the Nine of Gabriel, which says it's about staying determined and moving forward and being prepared for anything that can come your way. Now, it's interesting that they're both the suit of Gabriel in this deck of cards, because the suit of Gabriel is with the Archangel Gabriel, who's the angel about accomplishing our goals and also creativity. So it's the part of your life where you're guided to take action, so it's about taking action, and you're at that point where you're being empowered to really start taking action and reflecting upon your true talents and your abilities and giving yourself permission and letting go of whatever's holding you back, whatever pain you might feel in your heart chakra, that just release that and give yourself permission to move forward with that. So take action, be determined to move forward, and work with Archangel Gabriel. And Archangel Gabriel will really help you when you go through this. So that's the angel that you want to work with, because you asked about that. I'm going to give you a symbol from sacred geometry. So give me just a moment where those cards go. I kind of scattered here. Here they are. Okay. So we're thinking about J, and what symbol would help you right now to move forward? So give me just a moment. Okay. So the symbol from the card deck that I drew is the octahedron, which octa is eight, so it's like an eight-sided platonic solid, basically. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about the symbol. You can Google it. But, you know, it has eight triangular faces, okay, and, all you know, they're all equal angles, they're all equal length. But in terms of what the card means in this deck, it's about honoring the inner child. So it's interesting that you said that you're at a spot where you're releasing old regrets and things and old, you know, old things that are holding you back. It's about honoring your inner child and connect with that, connect with the perfect being within you, what it was like when you were free and you were able to just laugh and have that joy that's in you. The child within you wants to run, wants to dance, feel the air. You know, it sometimes your inner child laughs at the serious face that you might make at times, and it wants you to lighten up a little bit. That's this is for all of us, because we all can get so serious in this world sometimes. So the octahedron, and you know, you can meditate upon it. It'll help you to really connect with your inner child, but it'll also bring stability to you. If you could see like a three, if you had a picture of an octahedron, you would see it's like
two pyramids upside down to each other.
Yeah, basically. There's one pointing up and one pointing down. So it's like there's two extremes of it. And it also can bring balance to you. But in terms of what this deck and this card says, it's about the inner child work and getting past, like you said, abandonment issues or things from your inner child. So connecting with that through meditation, even if you do, like if you're in a sauna, like I know why they keep showing me that. They're showing me like a sauna or a sweat lodge or something like that, where like that's deep, deep, like, gosh, just letting this go, you know, and going out in nature, too, will help to do that. So that's what they're showing me. I also wanted to, for whatever reason, like I said, work with the past life deck. Like I said, I never work with it that often, but let's see what comes up for you. So I'm going to shuffle.
I'm getting a past life regression next week, 2 weeks from now.
That's super cool. You know what, I've had a past life regression, but it was like I was listening to someone else's like podcast, so it wasn't personalized to me, you know.
Yeah.
But it's really interesting what comes up when you see that.
It is.
So here is the past life card that I drew from this deck, and it's about the trees, which I think is interesting because I was seeing a vision of nature, and in terms of this deck, it's saying that you have a special relationship to them, perhaps Druid or Celtic, because in a lot of these cultures, it's very sacred. And the Druids looked to the oak trees for information. And the oak trees were like the healers, and they used the bark, too, from the trees, and especially the willow bark. So it's saying that if you don't already study this aspect of nature or looked at it, you might want to look into that, because it's something that's within you, and connecting with the trees and the forest really helps you to connect with that part of yourself that just, like, your higher self is what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Do you already work with that kind of medicine at all, or?
Oh, well, I got trees outside my window. I got trees everywhere, so I got even a drum that's made up of trees, so.
Oh, wow.
So I do have lots of trees around. I can go to a tree and ask the tree, so. I can do that.
Yeah,
that
would be really cool to connect with the trees. In looking at the Celtic aspect, I also feel like there's some Native American influence with you. That's why that's why they keep showing me the sweat lodge. They keep showing me Native American stuff, which is interesting. So they're showing me that. So connecting with that and honoring the wisdom of the Native, because you hold the keys of like a lot of mysteries in your DNA. You really do. The ancient ways that's in you, and I think the past life regression that you do is really going to bring some of that up. And help you to connect with your life purpose and why you're really here, because I feel like this past life regression is going to help you tap into the Akashic records and to just remember, you know, and to acknowledge the things you already know. It's kind of what I feel. That's all I really get right now for you. But remember, the symbol was the octahedron.
Yeah.
And the archangel was Archangel Gabriel. That might help you connect yeah. with nature and your Native American heritage or roots, something with Native American, whether that's Sweat Lodge or, you know, Native American rituals. I feel like that'll really help you. And also, of course, Archangel Michael can clear debris
oh, yeah.
that might be in your aura, whether that's through other people's stuff. You know, I feel like you're a lot like me in a way, like you're a very highly sensitive person. You're like a fine-tuned needle. That's like kind of how I am. You're very, very, very sensitive. And like noise just drives you crazy. Like, oh my God, it's too much noise. But that's just what I'm feeling when I connect with you. Mm. But I hope that it's all been helpful for you.
Yeah, thanks so much for the experience. So it was fun experience for you as it was for me, because it was always great, because get you the insight of what's going on.
Yeah.
In my life, so yeah. Yeah,
awesome.
I'll look forward maybe to sharing my past life experience when I get that. Maybe.
Yeah, definitely. Well, hook up with me on Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic, and just send me a message and let me know how it's going. It'd be interesting to see what comes up. I'd like to hear about it.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. So it's on the 30th, so it'll be late in the afternoon. Maybe I can catch you another time. Maybe, I can maybe share it by email too. So.
Yeah, well, like I said, if you just go on Facebook and send me a message through Ascension Magic, it'll go through at any time, and I can respond to the message. If you want the email address, you can get it through the radio page. It has my email address on there.
Cool. I think I'll do that. So maybe I'll send you a voice message through the email. So thanks much for the experience.
Oh, cool.
I'll definitely share it with you. So thank you again for the wisdom.
No problem. I hope everything continues to go well with you, and that, you know, this module is not as intense as it might have been in the past. I hope it gets better for you.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. All right,
yep.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, I'm out of time, everybody, but I want to thank everybody for joining me, listening, whether you're listening live or on playback. You know, I want to share with everyone, there's been a lot of messages about relationships today in terms of letting go and trusting, and that's true for everybody out there. A lot of message about empowerment and moving forward with your life purpose. The angels want to remind me to tell you that you're never alone, that you're always guided. You just have to ask. We all have angels. They just respect our free will. So just keep that in perspective, that if you haven't been maybe getting any guidance or maybe receiving help like you would like, maybe it's time to reach out and open up and receive that and ask for that and know that they're more than willing to give that to you. So if you like the show, I would appreciate if you could click follow on Blog Talk Radio. That'll keep you up with new episodes, and it'll help to also promote me. You can find out more about me on Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. Also, my website, ascensionmagic.com. I do intuitive readings. I do Reiki healings. I do a lot of different things. You can find out about my services there. And I do this show every week. I'm going to actually be off the air for a few weeks. I got some spiritual events coming up in the next couple of weeks. Next week, I'm excited because I'm going to see the medium, James Van Praagh. And the week after that, I'm getting to see the healer, Deborah King. So there's some deep spiritual events coming up, and I'll be happy to share that with you guys on Facebook. But I won't be on the air for at least a few weeks, but I still will be posting on Facebook, posting positive messages for you, and you can reach out for me there. So I hope that you have a wonderful weekend. And I'm just sending you lots of healing energy and lots of love. And like I always say, all is well. All is well.